Roy came back from his 30-day cure on Rikers Island and introduced me to a peddler who was pushing Mexican H on 103rd and Broadway. During the early part of the war, imports of H were virtually cut off, and the only junk available was prescription M. However, lines of communication reformed and heroin began coming in from Mexico, where there were poppy fields tended by Chinese. This Mexican H was brown in color, since it had quite a bit of raw opium in it. 103rd and Broadway looks like any Broadway block. Cafeteria, a movie, stores. In the middle of Broadway is an island with some grass and benches placed at intervals. 103rd is a subway stop, a crowded block. This is junk territory. Junk haunts the cafeteria, roams up and down the block, sometimes half-crossing Broadway to rest on one of the island benches, a ghost in daylight on a crowded street. You could always find a few junkies sitting in the cafeteria or standing around outside with coat collars turned up, spitting on the sidewalk and looking up and down the street as they waited for the connection. In summer, they sit on the island benches, huddled like so many vultures in their dark suits. The peddler had the face of a withered adolescent. He was 55, but he did not look more than 30. He was a small, dark man with a thin Irish face. When he did show up, and like many old-time junkies, he was completely unpunctual, he would sit at a table in the cafeteria. You gave him money at the table and met him around the corner 3 minutes later where he would deliver the junk. He never had it on him, but kept it stashed somewhere close by. This man was known as Irish. At one time, he had worked for Dutch Schultz. But big-time racketeers will not keep junkies on the payroll as they are supposed to be unreliable. So Irish was out. Now he peddled from time to time and worked the hole, rolling drunks on subways and in cars, when he couldn't make connections to peddle. One night, Irish got nailed in the subway for jostling. He hanged himself in the tombs. The job of peddler was a sort of public service that rotated from one member of the group to the other, the average term of office being about 3 months. All agreed that it was a thankless job. As George the Greek said, "You end up broke and in jail. Everybody calls you cheap if you don't give credit. If you do, they take advantage." George couldn't turn down a man who came to him sick. People took advantage of his kindness, hitting him for credit and taking their cash to some other pusher. George did 3 years, and when he got out, he refused to do any more pushing. The hipster bebop junkies never showed at 103rd Street. The 103rd Street boys were all old-timers, thin, sallow faces, bitter, twisted mouths, stiff-fingered, stylized gestures. There is a junk gesture that marks the junkie like the limp wrist marks the fag. The hand swings out from the elbow, stiff-fingered, palm up. They were of various nationalities and physical types, but they all looked alike somehow. They all looked like junk. There was Irish, George the Greek, Pantapon Rose, Louis the Bellhop, Eric the Fag, the Beagle, the Sailor, and Joe the Mex. Several of them are dead now. Others are doing time.